Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, my brothers and sisters. I'm Elder Rikosh Yar, the Gathered of Christ Church, here live with our weekly Patreon update. And yes, we're going straight to the lines today. There's so much going on, especially with what's going on in the news. Yeah, Kanye West. Kanye West. Okay. No sooner as he began to tail off after they financially destroyed him publicly, and you know they're not done with him, it moved to Kyrie Irving. It's as if the enemy cannot get any rest. They look to put out one fire, another fire starts. But what is this? Well, they have to get in front of this stuff immediately, folks. Don't forget, when we can't even tweet something without someone getting fired. Folks, you can't even put up a tweet referencing something that can lead to the world knowing that we are the children of Israel. Folks, hey, if this doesn't tell us who's really in control, I don't know what will. And it's deep that you can't say anything against Jews, and understandably so. Keep in mind, business is business. And if you're going to go into business with those who are in key position, who can make a decision on whether or not you are employed, then you must play the corporate game. There's things you don't discuss while doing business with people who are in control. You cannot offend the paymasters. And see, and that's a rule of business. And it doesn't matter the ethnicity. I'm not saying that those brothers did anything wrong as far as whatever the case is. I'm not saying that, but if you're in business with these people, understand that they're in control and you know they are, you must deal with the rules of business. There's certain things you just don't discuss on the job, right? But I digress. But my whole thing is they're off the job, right? They weren't working. But all in all, you can't do what you want to do, sign under a corporate contract to influence people, right? That's the world today, but I digress. Jumping right in, Gentiles' strategies to destroy the children of Israel. 515-605-9327. I would like you all to come right in. I'm jumping right into this. Elder Lawyer sent me this, and I thought I'll play this first. Black murder is a marketing strategy. Fair use. Fair use. Fair use. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I see y'all on the line. You see where we're going here. Date rape is bad. It's against our brand. But giving our women the right or women the right to kill baby, now we're talking. Now we're talking. Folks, I see politicians running on the fact that or running against people and claiming as a talking point, well, this guy is against abortion, women's rights. Do you want him in office? And I'm like, what world are we living in here? Where killing babies is a talking point. Oh, yeah. And they had one commercial. Well, here's a young girl who was raped by her father. And I'm like, what? This is a political commercial? And now this particular politician is going to get in the way where if she's raped by her father and are pregnant, that she cannot get an abortion. Okay, why don't we do it like this then? Let's separate that from society altogether politically and make a court strictly for that, where only abortions can be made if a person chooses to do so, since y'all want to do that, where if these cases happen where someone's raped, there's a court case that decides what to do. But outside of that, that's right, abortion is illegal. So since they want to use that as a talking point to why all women should have access to it in case something wrong happens, well, you can pop up family courts everywhere when you want to just take money and get money from an argument on either side between people called family court. Why not have a court to decide? Because obviously if someone got raped, that's criminal. So to have a court for that, to put these people away or deal with them who would do this to children and rape women, and then we'll kill two birds with one stone. We'll get rid of the rapist, and on top of that, we'll get rid of abortion too. But that sounds too much like common sense, right? He says they promote and can market the over-sexualization of black people. Why? Black people were brought over here, folks. We were brought over here to serve and to breed more servants. The breeding, the black breeding machine, and they would have homosexuals that were over the breeding of our people. Y'all didn't know that they had gay people that were over the breeding of our people, folks. That's the connection between LGBTQ and black. Because sane, moral Christians didn't want to participate in such heinous acts in our community. So they hired the madams, they hired the evildoers, and they hired homosexuals to be over the breeding process of our people. It's in their books. That's the true connection between LGBT or the gay life and black people. You had Christians who thought that how they were treating us was inhumane. Okay? So over-sexualizing us is allowing us to do what they forced us to do without them no longer pushing the needle or urging it. They wanted to be over-sexualized or think our work is through sex so that we'll breed more servants for them, more sex slaves for them. That's why they promote it. And there's class action suits going against Black Lives Matter, and it should. When our people are coming together and asking, where's the money that y'all use off of the pain of black men in particular? Where's the money y'all used that should have went to those communities who are suffering? We're still being regentrified. We're still getting arrested. We're still dying. But upward near 100 million was actually collected under Black Lives Matter. Where is our money? Class action suits are being put together right now, organically, grassroots on the ground, coming after Black Lives Matter. And I'm going to be reporting that as we go further. There's sisters and all that getting together saying, no more of this. Black Lives Matter was a political ploy to steal votes and to do all types of things, okay? And on top of that, to incentivize Sodom and Gomorrah, the life of Sodom and Gomorrah against us. Black murder is normal, and they're not hiding it. He said he went to the corporations and asked, could y'all put something on the radio that says, let's kill dogs? They say, well, no. What? Dogs have more value than black people, black men in particular in our society? How long are we going to allow this? Where you cannot rap about killing a dog. Michael Vick spent 3 years in jail for pit bull dog fighting. Pit bull dog fighting. And you know what's normalized? A brother just got killed, a rapper, just the other day in Houston. And I'm going to tell you, folks, I don't see the same veracity from a world perspective through the media, the same media that's coming after Kyrie Irving. I don't see the same veracity to stop those types of killings we heard from that brother who died just the other day, who was a part of the Three Amigos, the rap group. They had veracity. Man, they use the media every day. You would have thought, and I'm not saying I love Dog. I'm not saying what Michael Vick done was right. But you see how that same media, the people that are ostracized and are coming against Kanye and all that, how they have nothing really to put out there to stop the murder of our people by doing what? Decorporatizing gangster rap, harlotry. But they have to continue it. Why? It's a strategy. The breeding of black people. And they've made it where it's a shame that some of us don't know our worth outside of sex. And that's what's deep when you have women that are operating the earth and they get past their sexual prime and it confuses them that they can't get the things that they could at a younger age because they put so much worth into other people desiring them sexually. That they didn't build any other interest in themselves that people would actually have an interest in outside of the natural body they were born in. And it confuses them when no one no longer find interest because sex was the currency. Because we were taught that our greatest worth is sex. And we also subconsciously believe within ourselves that the worth of a black man in particular is nothing. That the worth of a black man is nothing subconsciously. And that's us as men. Because when something happens, we'll pop off against our own people in the community in an instant and take a brother right off the earth. Without batting an eye, but you won't do that to any other race of people. Subconsciously, we're taught we're just here to breed, and the only toughness that we'll exude is not against those who are oppressing us. The toughness we exude is only amongst ourselves because we don't see us ourselves of any worth. It's a shame that a white man has to say it. All right, now, last but not least, J. Edgar Hoover, they came up with a strategy a long time ago, and I have a white paper. Of course, I'll be talking about this as I break down the family, the PSYOP on the black man and black woman in the academy. The PSYOP on the black man and black woman. Now, why, even though this has happened to other races of people, or to some degree, not on the same level. And even though some of these PSYOPs have happened amongst the 10 tribes, the North American Indians and others, why am I concentrating on the blacks in particular? Well, the reason why is because the Bible says that Christ must gather Judah first so that the 10 tribes cannot magnify themselves against Judah. Judah in particular is the catalyst. The black man is the catalyst that will awaken and gather the rest of the tribes together. This is why Esau didn't concentrate on destroying the other tribes like he did with us. It tells us that Judah would be in the neck of the enemy. They would keep us close to them, knowing that we are the catalyst of change. So the reason why I'm focusing on Judah, Benjamin, and Levi in particular, it's not that I feel proud about me being black and all that, more so than I understand that the enemy thinks and knows if he can suppress and destroy us, the other tribes will fall in line and will become complicit to keep the status quo, which is Esau's rulership intact. So this is why they fear a black Messiah. And it's in this document right here. It's one thing I want to get in particular right here. As the 60s, right here, as the 60s ended, calculated U.S. government repression of black liberation movement reached its zenith. They don't want blacks liberated, folks. They want to kill each other and breeding. The vicious repression was accompanied by the increase of co-optation and control over the moderate black leaders. So they would choose the leaders for us now, like the modern day politicians. All of them are picked by our oppressors. Okay? There's no thought of any policy outside of the policy of their controllers. And that includes Barack Obama. And their organizations, along with brutal murder and imprisonment of militant black nationalists. This is the reason why they work with the currently with the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is really a yellow journalistic wing of the Zionists, to label publicly certain Israelite groups as black nationalists. This carrot and stick approach was spelled out in an FBI memo of March 4th, 1968, from the late FBI director J. Edgar Hoover. Now, a lot of you don't know this. J. Edgar Hoover was also a gay cross-dressing man. He was known for that. Another connection of the LGBTQ community being utilized to keep us from rising. It says J. Edgar Hoover to 41 field offices expanded the government counterintelligence program, COINTELPRO, against the black movement. Hoover's intent was, here's their intent, his intent was COINTELPRO as implemented by the U.S. government against the black movement as a domestic war program. A what? A domestic war program. The projects incentivizing our sisters to not be dependent on their men. Feminism. This is all domestic war. Drugs in our neighborhood. Domestic war. Okay? Think about it. Domestic war. Family court. Domestic war. They know family court would come up because men would have low tolerance. Men would have low tolerance, you know, because we came from what? Submission, tradition. Men would have low tolerance. And then when men walk away, it'd be like, oh, he's walking out of his family, deadbeat and all that, without people getting into the particulars of what the man had to fight against. Not saying that all men were like this. But the social landscape they created for black men wasn't optimal to stay in a family setting. It was combative to a point where they would say, oh, man is cheating. Well, okay, we're at the end. Why talk about the end to win an argument? And let's not talk about what led the families apart. Why did he choose to go some other way? Was it just lust or something else going on? And on the other end, women cheated. Women doing all types of stuff. And they did it so we can blame one another. The women would cheat, the man would cheat. The family destroyed, and now the state controls both. Now, you're under the state's jurisdiction. Where now, in the future, if you want to travel and do something else, guess what, folks, you can't. You must check with the judge first. Before traveling, before going overseas, all of that. They did this to clamp us down and to keep us breeding children. Breeding children to become slaves under the system. And folks, what do you see what they have next for our children? It was part of a domestic program, a domestic war program by J. Edgar Hoover in the United States government, and that strategy lives till this day. Ban its nefarious tentacles into other countries, and Africa, pointing to us, Europe and the Middle East, any place our people are, they use the same program to keep us repressed and what? Second-class citizens under this strategy against Hebrews, against our people, the children of Israel. Now, I'm going to go into this more so when it comes to the divide between the black man and the black woman in particular. I'm going to go into that in the academy, the psyop that separated the black man from the black woman. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to go into detail, not to blame anything, but to fix this psyop that's against us, where we would deem each other as enemies, while the state or the government benefits, right? And I'm going to talk about this in more detail, right? Hence the reason, folks, they don't want you knowing you're Israel. Because with Israel, there's a moral side now that must get examined. And under the morality, which is the law, we are committed according to God, not just to his law, but to each other. Under that law, we follow a traditional family which breaks the curse of COINTELPRO. It destroys their strategy. This is why anytime our people come out and tweet things connected to Israel and all that, they know it would destroy the consumer base the whole world was built upon or built on. It destroys the consumer base because we're the consumers. See? We'll stop breeding for them and we'll start operating for ourselves according to God's law, which breaks the system. 757 area code, talk, call in. What are we speaking? Gentile strategies against Israel and how the Most High is breaking the curse. 757, I think this is Andre.
Hey, shalom, Andre. How are you doing, sir?
I'm blessed by the best. How are you, brother? I'm blessed. Talk to me.
Yes, sir. I can't complain, man. Listen, Elder, it's a blessing. I'm sitting here eating lunch at work listening to this broadcast, and it's so profound what you're saying because it's so ironic, especially the pastor. What was the gentleman's name? I've seen him before. Is it Michael Smith?
Yeah.
The broadcast. Yes, sir. I've seen his videos before in his TED Talk, and he makes a valid point. It's backwards. How can we hold – now, of course, as a black community, we have to do a better job at holding our brothers accountable for the kind of content that they're putting out here. But how can we hold these gentlemen accountable for – only the lyrics when you have these companies who make the most money off of the content that's produced? Why are we not holding Amazon accountable for what Kyrie posted, if it's such a problem? Why are we not holding Apple Music and Spotify accountable? But for if you click on a hip-hop playlist, the first song on there, the first line is about black men killing each other. Why are these companies not held accountable? And it's because all the points you made, Elder. They know for a fact the moment that Judah begins to rise, the moment that these brothers begin to put truth out there into the algorithm, they won't be able to stop it. They haven't been able to stop the movement since it started in the 90s. Even before that, way back in the 1800s, like Gabriel Prosser. But they haven't been able to stop this movement since it started. So they're going to do everything they can to censor us and to use our own against us. You got people like Shaq and Charles Barkley speaking against Kyrie Irving. If you're a black man in that position with that platform, either support him or just shut up. Why are you talking?
Well, brother, great points, Andre. But keep in mind, they can't talk because there's a new requirement for staying in business for a black man. Silence, according to the controllers, means you are in agreement. You must come out and make a public separation from your own in instances like this to stay in power.
Mm-mm-mm.
See, this is what goes on. If you are one of their puppets or one of their mouthpieces, because you will have a Jewish guy on the panel and a black guy on the panel, but the Jewish guy won't say anything, but they'll let the black guy be the catalyst to say the things that the Jewish guy cannot say. And that you cannot come against the black guy because he's saying it. And now the Jewish guy come behind him and say, well, I'm just co-signing what he led with.
What he said.
But really, they're in lockstep against the truth together. So this is not just, this is an industry thing. They know if you're going to attack black people, you must use black people to do so. Like Egypt, in Egypt where Pharaoh said, let's set up taskmasters. We need gatekeepers between us and them. Because we don't want those of influence operating or moving to the side of what's right with their own people. We'd rather incentivize them to be the gatekeepers and to be the attack dogs for us. Go on.
No, you said it all, Elder. You said it all. Is that straightforward? And Job 9:24 says, the earth is given over into the hands of the wicked. And I think they did a number on us in these Christian churches because you have so many, like you said, you have so many black people coming out as taskmasters, willingly coming out as taskmasters, because I truly believe that half of them, they cannot fathom us being the children of Israel. They've been taught that they was Ham so long they identify with it. And I think it's a certain vanity and pride of the heart, because I think it takes a lot of humility for any person to admit, I believe the lie my entire life until this point. So instead of humbling yourself and admitting that and saying, I believe the lie, I'm 27 years old. So instead of saying, I believe the lie up until the point I was 27, and then a black man brought me truth and I have to deal with that, it's easier to move in vanity and say, this can't be true. It can't be true.
Yeah, that's true. Well, thank you, Andre, man. And soon I'm going to talk to you about you coming on, and we're going to discuss some of what you do and how to help our people with that information, brother. I really appreciate you. All right?
I appreciate you likewise, Elder. Bless you, sir.
Bless you, brother. You have a blessed Sabbath. All right.
Likewise.
All right. 404 area code. We open it up. And as you can see, there's Gentile strategies against us. There's no coincidence that of every other race is coming in our communities, taking turns with our people. This was planned. It's part of COINTELPRO. It's part of keeping us as a consumer base at the bottom. With no hope in sight. Okay, with no hope in sight. It's to a degree, it's brazen right now. Folks, you have Chinese people running in our community now to get elected. One of the lowest constituencies in the United States are Asians. Folks, and they got agents running in our community as so-called Democrats. Folks, our people need to realize you've been bamboozled. You've been bamboozled. Every other race represents their constituency. Chinese people represents Chinese people. So obviously what's going on here, there's been some type of international deal to give these particular people preeminence in our community as the next gatekeepers. Y'all better wake up. This is why I'm sticking with Christ, And I don't deal with the electoral system. It's a farce. That's why they call it the left wing and the right wing of the same eagle. The eagle is Edom. 404 area code.
Elder, how you doing?
I'm blessed by the best. Your name, how are you, sir?
Yes, sir. This is Malcolm, you know, the brother that didn't want to go to his mom's appreciation.
Okay. How did it work?
Oh, it went well. It went well. You gave me some good advice on how to handle that. But I want to make a couple of points on today's topic. One was what Brother Andre had mentioned earlier. I thought maybe they should go after Jeff Bezos of Amazon for putting the book on sale, instead of giving Kyrie Irving a lot of, the stuff that they're giving him about that. The second thing is the Edomite brother, the pastor, he's actually a pastor. His name is Michael Smith. I went to Creflo Dollar Church for about 12 years, and he's an assistant pastor there. And what he's saying is the truth, Elder, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but, you know, why does he have to speak for black people? You know, I'm thinking, shouldn't that be more Creflo's? Something that he should want to do since he's our people, you know, and I just find it strange that he's the one speaking for us.
I'm going to say this. I have to thank you because I never looked at it from that angle before because you understand I've never been a part of those multi-mega church circles to understand the inner workings. I'm glad you brought this out. Maybe you've gone to some of these. I never looked at it from that angle because, you know what, but I believe it's the same as what I was speaking when it comes to the sports announcers. The sports announcers know what they can say publicly and where the line is. If you have a black representative, Stephen A. Smith or others, they can be the objective what? The objective watchdogs to come against our people while the others sit back. Well, when it comes to a bastion of morality bringing common sense to things, I would think our pastors, that's right, Creflo would be the one saying this, which would directly impact the black community with the black faith. But that's not his role. It's not his role because what? They're looking to throw it out, the possibility of a black messiah. You can't have a black man in a religious position that will lead our people to change that the grassroots of our community. But a white man can say it. Because it's even though he'll make sense, it won't have the same depth with us. It won't connect with us the same, even though what he's saying is true. That's why they allow a white pastor to say it and not a black pastor. But you have a black pastor attacking black men. He's allowed to speak against black men, Creflo and others in the church, and talk about what black men aren't doing. But he cannot say what this white pastor is saying and keep a position.
Wow. Wow. Oh, that's very interesting and very true. And yet I just wanted to yield on that. I thought that was, kind of strange that he would be the spokesperson for that instead of Creflo Dollar. And, you know, he's an assistant under the church.
Yeah. Hey, think about it. Let me tell you, another glitch in the matrix, Kevin Samuels. All of these so-called mega pastor started speaking against him, not even hearing what he was saying. All right? They started speaking against him. I'm like, well, hold up. These guys, Osteen and others, they don't go out and just do willy-nilly speaking or sermons without what? A briefing first. Organized mega churches are actually under a program So in order for them to speak out against Kevin Samuels, I'm like, well, hold up. This is the inner workings of their meetings now that's disrupting the status quo. Because one thing about Kevin Samuels, there's many conversations. I've heard a brother where he speaks amicable and respectful to women who are respectful. But he sure highlighted the cancer that they're promoting amongst our sisters that have destroyed our system, our people inwardly. The attitudes, the acting out, the non-submission, the abrasion. And when a woman met him like that, he would meet him right back at it and saying, listen, I'm meeting you where you are because you're not supposed to be able to oppose and disrespect men publicly like that. Women don't act like that in the presence of men. And that's why they had to get rid of him. Because he was shining the light on what? The COINTELPRO. The strategies that they were using to keep us from actually coming together. They're incentivizing attitudes, bad behavior, feminized men on one side and masculine women on the other side. They're incentivizing this. So any glitch in the matrix, because guess what? I believe that they went to Kevin Samuels and say, yo, we want to put you under a contract, give you a show or whatever. And he's like, nah, I'm good. I'm just going to run my show daily like it is. And next thing you know, he's gone. But I digress. But go on.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
One other thing came to mind, and I'm going to do a show on this, brother, and I'm going to let you go. I'm sorry. It just came to mind. I'm not interrupting you. It's just that if I don't say it when it comes to mind, I'll forget it. I'm going to show you this, some of what's out there. I found out there's a sister out there by the name of Cynthia G. You know about this woman?
Cynthia G. I haven't heard of her yet.
Cynthia G. Now, she was popular online. She didn't get as big as Kevin Samuels, but she was popular a long time before Kevin Samuels came out of nowhere during the pandemic. Cynthia G. came out publicly online and said, all black women need to divest from black men, number one, her talking point, and number two, it's to a point now, for the sake of our survival, every black woman who's having children, if the baby comes out to be a male, they should kill the baby or abort the baby after ultrasound if they see it's a boy. This is a black woman. Online. Listen, sounds like what Pharaoh said. A black woman is stating this, and no one out there, including the people who have their panties in a bunch right now against Kyrie and them, are seeking to get rid of this woman offline at some level of hate speech. How can she be online and say this and be incentivized and monetized and not blocked? Can you imagine if a black man online said that about a black woman or any woman in particular? Is a black man worth so low that they'll allow this to be on YouTube where a sister can say every black child who comes out to be a male on the ultrasound need to be aborted and not be canceled?
Wow.
And guess what? She's popular with a following of many sisters. And when this came out, I'm like, oh my goodness. Was this the plan of COINTELPRO? Are we seeing the fruits of COINTELPRO, you know, in action within this generation right now? When now it's not the enemy saying that the black man must go, because don't forget, it was to stop the rise of a black messiah. With the same plan, she's speaking the same plan Pharaoh had to stop the rise of the black Moses written of in Exodus.
Correct.
But go on. Yeah, but go on. I'm sorry.
That's it. I don't know if you heard, but Kyrie was suspended 5 games, no pay. And, you know, to me, this if this don't prove to the players that they still slaves, I don't know what's going to wake them up to, you know, to show them that they have no freedom. It's modern-day slavery. They just getting paid, you know, pretty good money, but it's orders that come with that. And on that, I yield.
You're right. And, brother, next week, and I'll place you on hold, next week we're going to next week, brother, thank you for calling, we're going to do a review on this particular documentary labeled Empire Files, Anti-Black Racism Reveals Israel's White Supremacy. That Israel, in of itself, the people who claim it to be victims or putting the label of anti-Semites on those who oppose the wrong within their Zionism circles, that it's really part of what they would call white supremacy or the head of it. Just a little piece of it, but we're going to review this next Friday on Patreon. Stated Israel belongs to the white man. That and more will be reviewed next week. All right, let's go through the calls. Any questions you might have or comments, and we'll pick this up next Friday. 216 area code, 216.
The white man.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, sir. Do me a favor. Make sure I'm turned off in the back, if you don't mind.
You're all right. How's it going?
Thank you. It's going well. I got the CD you sent. I really appreciate it. Bless you, my brother.
Yeah, the reincarnation of Louis Armstrong. No, I'm just playing. that Charles Barkley there, this guy, he's on TV talking about he's not on social media. So if he's not on social media, how does he know what Kyrie said?
His handlers.
Yeah, so they telling you what they want you to hear. And it's another thing, when Kyrie hit that shot in 2016 and we won a championship in Cleveland, Charles, he never took that because he never won a championship. And he was down there gambling down there in the flats, and he didn't pay his debts, and those guys beat him up down there in Cleveland.
I know this. I wouldn't have put it that way. That was a little strong by calling the brother idiot. Okay?
That's unnecessary.
You don't have to disrespect someone by calling them out of their names. Okay?
Yeah.
He could have said that wasn't a good business practice for the brother.
Yeah, that was classless.
Being under a league, under contract with people who have the power financially ruin you. It's bad business if you're in business with them to insult them. And that's just a way of business. If I have a business, right, and I'm paying someone who's getting incentivized from the business, I'm not going to allow them to insult me publicly.
He's throwing a company line.
Yeah, I'm just saying, he could have put it that way, and I would have understood it. But for him, only our people are paid to be able to insult each other.
Yeah, it's a shame.
But go on, like that. You know, but see,
Kyrie,
the brother,
they don't like Kyrie neither.
They
don't like Kyrie because he didn't take the vaccine either.
Yeah,
he didn't take the vaccine. I think he listened to you, Elder. I think he in the academy, Kyrie. Yeah, I had a tragedy happen in my family. It was a guy that played, you know, my cousin, he played guitar and stuff, and he died. And I have to go to this funeral tomorrow, you know. And I just asked the Most High to give me grace, because they're going to send his body down there to my aunts and them down there in Alabama. So they asked me and my wife to come tomorrow. But they don't understand it about the Sabbath or anything like that. They they think tomorrow is the Sabbath, you know. They've been going to church.
But still go and support.
Yeah.
Go and support your family, brother.
You know.
You have my deepest condolences.
Yeah, it's just the people going out and stuff like that. I had somebody in California call me to have him to play because this guy, he played like Jimi Hendrix. He looked just like him, same kind of guitar.
Oh.
Just like you were saying the other day, that you got musicians that can play that anybody can replace him. But he never went, and some people had called me and asked him to go play with Luther Vandross and James Ingram a couple of years ago, and we couldn't find him, you know? We couldn't find him.
Okay.
He's working in a junkyard.
Mm.
And this guy could play guitar like Jimi Hendrix. I mean, he's sad, man. I didn't even recognize him hardly when I seen his body, you know. It's sad, man. Them drugs and, you know, then that alcohol, man, just destroyed him. He looked like he 100 years old. He was 61 years old. Yeah, sad, man.
Well, brother, let me get to the next call, all right? I'm with you, brother.
Okay, I'll check out that Sabbath class tomorrow. I'll check you out with Elder.
Right.
Elder Shalom.
Oh, Shalom, brother. All right.
Shalom.
Sorry to hear that. 412 area code, 412.
Shalom,
you're live on Patreon.
Shalom, Elder.
Okay, mm-hmm. How can I help you? Your name, sister? I can hear you.
Sharina from Pittsburgh.
All right, speak to me, sister. Bless you.
So one of the things that I was thinking about, too, is once they sign that contract and once they go off from their contract, then they'll be demonized for going away from what they originally signed for.
Yeah. Yeah. There's an ethics clause in every contract. And when someone is paying you that type of money, under the ethics clauses, there's certain avenues you just don't go down. You understand? And it's because why? You're part of the brand you're representing. And the stockholders aren't going to go for that. So the same as, to some degree, if you're working at a job, which leans to us, really, in order to be free, we must have financial freedom first. It's time for brothers who play basketball and others to start thinking about making lanes where they can actually do what they're doing and not be ostracized for speaking the truth. And that just comes with what goes on. And it's the Most High moving us towards working for financial freedom so that we're not at the behest of these rules, okay? But if you're under a contract, there's ethics calls. I worked in the corporate world and others, and there's certain things, even though I knew the truth, there's certain things I couldn't say, certain things that I couldn't quote-unquote promote, or they would deem me promoting because it was against the agreement of the corporation, so... That's just one of the drawbacks, being in agreement and working under that construct. Those people are the leaders of this construct. There's nothing we can do about that, right? Go on.
And then I have one more question from the Academy as well, from the four beasts of Daniel. Now, with the visions and the dreams, when it comes to vision and dreams, is it possible for someone to see like Hebrew in their dream? Because this is for my sister, not me. She said she's seen Hebrew in her dream.
Of course, it's possible.
Is that okay? Because she wasn't sure. Because I think the word she says so I'm clear in Hebrew.
Yeah.
So she don't know what that means. So I told her that dreams are for for her personal pleasure, personal viewing.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with dreams, but we have to deal with them in their context. But it says the Most High, the young women shall see visions and our old men shall dream dreams. So we're going to dream and have visions and all that, but we're not to take them as prophecy and begin to live our lives based on what we were shown while asleep. Okay.
Because I think that's how she's taking it. She's taking it as a prophecy instead of something that the Most High is telling
her. Well, she's saying Hebrew. Let her know. Get to the Hebrew and Bible Academy so that she can learn the Hebrew lettering. And this way, maybe it'll bring into view some of the letters she's seen and didn't understand. I would lean to say, sister, listen, if you don't know Hebrew, but you think it's Hebrew, at least get in the academy so maybe the Most High is moving you towards learning your heritage, learning your truth, learning the Hebrew words, learning the Hebrew language.
Okay.
So I would lean her towards that way because that leads her back to the Bible. Okay?
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. She is watching everything that I'm doing, too. So her, my mom, too. So they are watching me.
Okay. Yeah, but tell her to get into the academy so she can learn what those letters mean. Right?
Okay, come on.
All right. Bless you.
I bless you, too. Shalom,
sister. I'm sorry I got to get through these before the sun go down. There's a few things I need to do. And thank you, and great. Thank you for the question. 281 area code and 804. You're live on Patreon. We have a call-in session. 281 area code.
Yep, Shalom, Elder. How are you?
Shalom, sir. Your name?
Gabriel.
Nice to meet you, Gabaya Allah. Talk to me.
Yeah, pleasure. I thought it was very interesting how you brought up the Gentile strategies against Israel. And it was strange. It was when I was having a conversation with my brother this morning. We were talking about the whole Kyrie incident. And, you know, there are some, those of that, you know, Jewish persuasion who are our brothers and our friends and others of them in higher level. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm listening.
Okay. And others in higher levels who understand the prophecy the same way we do. And I was watching the interview with Max Kellerman and Jason Williams. They were talking about the Kyrie thing, and it was very interesting how Max Kellerman basically executed exactly what you talked about. As the Jewish men aren't going to openly demonstrate who they are and what their goal is. Rather, they're going to sit back, keep quiet, and basically allow our own people to put our own foot in our mouth, or our own brothers like the guys in Charles Barkley that will attack us and basically put ourselves in a bad position. And then finally, in the background, they will use Gentiles. I'm sure the man who asked Kyrie that question knew he was sent to ask Kyrie that question. And unfortunately, Kyrie only had about 90% of the knowledge that he probably needed to do and didn't articulate it in the best way. And the last dimension I'll say is I do business some, you know, kind of worldwide, and you know, I'll be around some high level Jewish Israeli businessmen, and I want to make mention of how I've heard this comment from these men on multiple occasions, and they do not apologize for this thought process. The universal thought process that I've heard in multiple occasions is, if your people are not smart enough to defend themselves, they basically say, F you, screw you. If you can't do it, I'm not going to save you. If you don't know, if you don't have the knowledge to save yourself, I don't care what happens to you. So, again, that's just to buttress what you talked about. And they're smart enough to stay in the background. They don't want to blow up their spot and say, this is what we're going to try to do. Rather, we'll do everything in the background to help you either put your foot in your mouth or help or pay off a brother to help subdue the thought process from you coming up. And with that, I yield.
Man, this is deep. This is sad because let me tell you, the Bible says my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And I hate to say this, but there's some truth to what they're saying there.
Sure.
Even
lying. Yeah, I know. I thought the same way. I had the same response that you're having right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Even Leah Cohen said, "Well, you know, I got to feed my family."
Absolutely.
When it came to pushing artists, you know, who are pushing Percocets, opioids, and all that. And the reality is, we have a choice as a people what to put on the machine. You know, the machine that was built by them. This is their machine as far as
Absolutely.
The media machine is controlled by those who are in position.
Absolutely.
So it's up to us what content we produce for them to put on there. Like, for instance, you would have to come to the knowledge as an artist whether or not you want to go to their corporations and say, give me a deal in which I'm promoting the death, destruction, and the demoralization of my people.
Absolutely.
A white man didn't go and create that in the community as far as that group to use that as an access point to get out of their current condition. It's our people thinking that, you know what, let's get together and put this group and push this because this is what the companies are buying. This is what they
Absolutely.
Are pushing. So, yes, the corporations have a responsibility. They should have a responsibility to push what's ethical and right, knowing that this stuff isn't right. But we have a responsibility not to do what? Perpetuate the culture and then incentivize ourselves off of the death and degradation of our community. We have that power too. So the fault, the blame
yes.
goes both ways.
If I can buttress what you said in that, exactly, I totally agree. It's funny because, again, I was having a conversation with my brother, and he said, well, you know, Gabriel, what do you think Kyrie should have said? I said, well, if you're not educated fully, and I agree with the brother who called earlier, I believe Kyrie is watching your teachings as well, or the teaching of the Gathering of Christ Church, and also I think he's in the academy personally, but there's another reason why I believe that. To much of what you talked about, how the responsibility goes both ways. I'll give an example. So I played ball at the University of Texas, and I remember all the classes that they ever gave us in media to know how to do interviews. Maybe some of my teammates didn't take it seriously, but I took it very seriously. So I was always wanting to understand why they were teaching us a certain way. And they told us that reporters and media people are taught not to ask closed-ended questions, that always ask a question where somebody can give you a lengthy answer. But with our people, these media people break their own rules because they know that we will mess ourselves up. So
yeah.
I give the example of my brother. I said, if that guy would ask me that, and I praise the Most High that, Elder, I've been listening to your videos since before you were even at GOCC. So it's been a long time listening to your videos.
Mm.
So, and I've been inspired by all these books that I've got in my house that, I would buy because I wanted to read and learn. And I'm lucky now that I have knowledge that I've been taught knowledge. I've been to 6 academies that I didn't
right.
have back then. So, absolutely. So I told my brother, I said, if I was 30 years old, when I was playing ball, and I've gone through this. I played in Argentina when people asked me racist questions, and I'd give them one-word answers. But I knew they hated it. They wanted more. So my brother asked me, what would you have said if you were Kyrie? I said, if I didn't know what I know now, and I know that I'm not fully educated in the world, because you could hammer them if they would have asked you that question, you'd have smashed them, but whatever. If you don't know how to answer
that question.
There you go. There you go. And I told my brother, I said, if you're not enlightened or you don't have the knowledge of the Most High fully, and you don't that the Spirit hasn't given you that knowledge, this is how you would answer that question. I'd have said no. And that'd have been it, because if at that
yep.
point when you do that, it drives that reporter crazy. I've done it many, many times when I played pro in Spain, Argentina, NBA, and I've done it many, many times when they want to hear more from what you're talking about. Oh, Gabriel, you say you're evil, you're Hebrew. Tell us about that. No, I don't want to. Well, are you saying this? Yes. And it kills them because then at that point, you can't put your foot in your mouth, and they hate that. But
exactly.
These media people ask our people these questions that goes against their own rules in media because they figure, don't worry, that dude, he'll keep going. He won't stop. And one more point is when Max Kellerman on that interview with Jason Williams this morning was talking about it, even Max Kellerman, he said, I'm Jewish, and I personally, when Kyrie apologized, he said, I understand why Kyrie is watching that documentary. There are certain things in there that he doesn't agree with, But once Kyrie apologized, Max Kellerman, as a Jewish man, said, I turned the page. I was done with it. And he said, as Kyrie kept talking, he said, stop. Even Max Kellerman said, stop. Because you can keep digging. Kyrie, they can keep digging. They can keep digging, yeah. And you can keep getting in trouble. And it's infinite. And that's my last point.
What he did was he let someone that wasn't that significant, quote unquote, pull him off of his square.
Correct.
He gave that guy the power by continually interacting. Don't forget, if a journalist can trigger you to the point where you can get more information, that actually moved that journalist to another level of notoriety.
100%.
So the fact that so it doesn't matter right or wrong, the short answer would have worked. Like, if he would have said, well, listen, what I do in my private life, I can understand, you understand, I'm studying, I have no problem against any other people, and I didn't mean anything by actually tweeting a reference to that information. I meant
correct.
No harm to Jewish people at all.
Matter
of fact, I wasn't looking at it with any thought of how it could offend Jewish people. I totally apologize for my oversight for that. And I just left it there.
Correct.
Right? But, you know, but they knew, believe it or not, they sit down in their board meetings and their different meetings, and they know what people they can actually edge on to get more content from or more.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
They knew that there was something in Kyrie who wanted that moment.
Let's go get him. They said, let's go get him.
Know,
that's gonna be easy.
You know,
that's easy money right there. Go get that.
There's some lions who are ready to fight, right? But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they know, nonetheless, right?
There's a saying in my language that says the monkey knows what tree it can climb, and that's it.
Exactly. Thank you, my brother. Bless you.
Absolutely. Cheers.
804 area code. Only have three more calls, and that concludes our broadcast. 804 area code.
Hey.
I love this picture.
How you doing, Elder?
I'm doing well. I'm doing fine. I'm glad to be here with you all today. Talk to me.
All right. I don't mean to derail anything, but I'm out here in Houston, man, and I'm trying to find a location, man. And I know you guys told me to email, and I've sent the email like months ago, and I haven't got a response. And
it's
just
kind of
tough, man, because I got a family and I want to get us baptized.
Okay, hold on. Let me see here. And let me have your name.
My name is Roosevelt Allen.
Roosevelt, hold on, and and you can be reached on this phone number here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, one moment. You in Houston?
Yes.
Okay, you didn't derail anything. I just text Elder REI your number, and he'll call you before Sunday. How's that? That's some quick business.
I absolutely appreciate it, man. Definitely.
I'm multitasking. I'm secretary and everything right now. Thank you, my brother. No problem. I'll do anything for you.
All right. So, thank you. Thank you. Have a blessing.
All right. 202 area code. 202.
Hello, Elder. Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you. How are you? Good evening.
Oh, hi. How are you? I'm so excited I got through. I'm probably going to be a little bit off topic. I've been meaning to call you. I am a little bit, I don't want to say I'm confused. Maybe I am. But I don't really know who I am based on where my dad is from. So my mom is Judah, and my dad, he's from Sierra Leone, West Africa, and I'm just not sure. I'm not,
well,
and I don't want to be. Okay.
If your father is Sierra Leone, he's
yes.
Judah.
Okay, so Sierra Leone is Judah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, I definitely was not sure. I've been confused for a while, and I said I have to call in. I was a little bit nervous about the scripture, Revelation 2:9-9, so I just said I have to be sure. So,
I know the blasphemy of them would say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. It's talking about the actual people who would claim to be God's people and are not. Right.
Because I wasn't sure, I just didn't want to claim it. I didn't want to claim it, but I wasn't sure because of where he was located.
Yeah. You can claim Judah. That's who you are. That's your forefather.
That's awesome.
The 12 tribes of Israel.
Look at God. I'm so excited. Thank you so much, Elder.
You're welcome. All praises be to the Most High. The Most High
All
said
praises.
You would get the information. All right, Tawada.
Yes.
I'll place you on hold. Have a good evening.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
You're welcome. 708 area code. Last call for this evening. 708, how are you? Okay, I guess there's no one there. This concludes our broadcast. Did I get 4? I think I got 412 already. Let me check again.
I was already on. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you. Well, brothers and sisters, that concludes our Patreon for this Friday. I'll be back next week. And you have a blessed Sabbath. Be safe out there.